This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Quiet, numbskulls, I'm broadcasting.
What in the heck is going on in the Dominican Republic, baby? I talked about this the other day. I was like, what? People are dying over there, dropping like flies. 7 dead Americans? Are they mad that we're stealing their baseball players? I don't know. KJRadio.com is where you can find out more about me and the team. 844-551-8255. Where's Hillary Clinton? Is Hillary Clinton in the Dominican Republic? Will somebody please just assure me that she's not there? Can we check with the State Department? Because when 7 people die mysteriously in that small amount of time, I have to wonder what's going on. I want a Hillary Clinton. They have an Amber Alert. I want a Hillary Alert issued. Wow. 7 folks. Do these people have any ties to the Obama administration and Russian collusion? I mean, this is like a Ron Brown moment for the Dems. Wow. Jonathan Corcoran was reportedly found dead in his hotel room by a friend in April. This is the latest death. Emily Burke, an assistant to Corcoran, confirmed that the real estate power broker's brother's death, it had indeed occurred. John Corcoran passed away at the end of April in the Dominican Republic from what is believed to be natural causes, a statement from Burke said. He loved and frequently visited the Dominican Republic. Barbara would like to respect the privacy of his children and is not releasing any other information at this time. Okay, but I'm just saying, make sure it's not tied to Seth Rich or something, because a lot of people dying strangely in the Dominican Republic. Corcoran told TMZ that Jonathan was in the Dominican Republic with a friend in April on his yearly vacation when he died of a heart attack. At least that's what she was told. Yeah. When they go, well, that's what they were told. No autopsy, no records, no nothing, but he died of a heart attack. There are too many things that can look like a heart attack. They want us to believe. I don't know who this guy is. So if you're waiting on some cliffhanger like, Kevin, he is mysteriously tied to... No, I don't know. I'm just saying, he's number 7 in the Dominican Republic. And it got me to looking into it. I'm not going to lie. I want to know, can I get his voter records or something? You have to wonder. In this day and time when we have a government like we have right now, don't fool yourselves. Don't take anything for granted. It's entirely possible. When you look at what's happened in the witch hunt turned con job on Donald Trump, nothing is surprising to me. Yeah. He said cops are investigating whether at least 7 tourists who mysteriously died in the Dominican Republic were poisoned. Yeah, the plot thickened after I started looking into this more. Get what they were talking about. This is scary. This will make you not want to travel. They think it might be related to counterfeit booze. No kidding. But here's where it's a little tricky for me, unless the brother's friend, Barbara, because here's a quote. Barbara says her brother's friend, who was staying in the same suite, discovered the body, but nobody knows exactly what happened. So, was the brother's friend drinking as well? Because they believe this is related to the booze. Yeah, 7 tourists have died. They said they want to know who supplied the alcoholic beverages the victims drank in the minutes and hours before their deaths over the past year, and if the drinks had any dangerous chemicals in them. They are suspecting that they're spiking the booze in the Dominican Republic with antifreeze. I don't know the chemical in antifreeze, but they say it tastes sweet. You ever had like a Midori sour? It's kind of a blue liquor. Well, it would be easy to spike it because it's sweet. Or like a mojito. Something like that. But the bootleg booze, I mean, we got moonshiners over here that you got to be a little bit concerned about, because moonshine will kill you too. But if that's the case, wow, that's pretty sad. You go over to have a great, you know, a nice little vacation, and then suddenly you're dead. I really don't know what the deal is on it. I just thought it was an interesting article that so many people had died mysteriously. You would think they were tied to Obama in some kind of way. Moving on, Zucker, the president of CNN, made a sexual joke about one of his female employees. I don't know if you guys saw this story. Didn't get a whole lot of press, but it would be easy to get some press out of this story if Donald Trump said it. So he was talking about Allison Camerata, and he was accepting an award. And Zucker, they said, was being honored, get this, for leadership at the Mirror Awards, which recognizes excellence in journalism. And I'm just going to leave it there. Ceremony is hosted by Syracuse University and was being emceed by Camerata. And according to the Hollywood Reporter's Jeremy Barr, Zucker joked to the anchor, "I was going to say that I love waking up with you every morning, but I want to say that I love waking up. I want to say that I love waking up to you every morning." Now, I get it. You know, he's trying to be coy. He's cutesy. "I love waking up with you." Well, I would love waking up to you. And Allison, once she left Fox News, she pulled a Megyn Kelly. She really went to the left. Allison Camerata, I don't know if you guys ever saw my interview with her. I did two interviews with her. And one of them, she came after me. And I blasted her. I body slammed her. You know, metaphorically, verbally. You know what I'm saying? But I went after her. Had her, bup, 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 bup. And she's lucky, because a lot of people lose their jobs after that kind of thing happens. But anyway, she became full-blown lefty. But let me tell you, she's not going to complain. She's not going to complain about the sexual innuendo of that. She'll leave it alone. Got her fat check. Zucker won't be touched, but I'll ask you this. If Donald Trump says that, he's in trouble. Mike Pence? Can you imagine Mike Pence saying that? What kind of trouble would he be in? People would be calling for Mike Pence's head. Mike Pence! I don't know many Republicans that could get away with that, particularly in today's climate. And it goes to show you that Zucker feels okay. He feels like, what are you going to do? What are you going to do to me? You going to get mad? Because he gets a pass. It's crazy. But it cracks me up because, I mean, big media guys have gone down for this. Interesting. Hey, I got to take a short break.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Wake up and text. Text and eat. Mm-mm. Text and catch the bus. Text and miss your stop.
Wait.
Text and be late to work.
Sorry, I'm late.
Text and work. Text and pretend to work. Text and act surprised when someone calls you out for not working.
Who, me?
Text and meet up with a friend you haven't seen in forever.
Hi.
Oh, hey.
Text and complain that they're on their phone the whole time. Text and listen to them complain that you're on your phone the whole time. Text and whatever. But when you get behind the wheel, give your phone to a passenger. Put it in the glove box. Just don't text and drive. Visit StopTextsStopWrecks.org. A public service announcement brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration and the Ad Council.
Take a look under your bed. Find stuff under there? What about jobs? No? Now try your basement. There's a pair of overalls that overall you're not so into anymore. A perfectly good laptop that hasn't sat in your lap in months. And even more stuff, but still no jobs? Well, you really have both. See, stuff is defined as household articles considered as a group. Sometimes this stuff is no longer needed. Wait, no longer needed? That can't be right. Because remember those jobs you were looking for? Those are really needed, and they're the stuff inside your stuff. Even inside that winter coat that moved with you to Phoenix. Our job is to unlock those jobs, and it starts when you donate your stuff to your local Goodwill. Here's how we do it. When you donate to Goodwill, we sell your stuff to provide job training for people right here in your community. So just by teaming up with Goodwill, you help create jobs. And isn't that worth parting with the leftover guitar from your 80s cover band? Goodwill. Donate stuff, create jobs. Find your nearest donation center at goodwill.org. A message from Goodwill and the Ad Council.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the Mineral Doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for Life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for Life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Introducing Reveal from GCNLife.com. Beverly Hills dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman invented Reveal, which contains polypeptides with natural botanicals and no parabens, sulfates, silicones, or dyes for a salon-quality hair growth product, Reveal. Here's Dr. Newman.
I've treated a lot of patients who lose their hair and they lose their confidence. We've created a unique set of polypeptides, which we call HPT6. The HPT6 contains the polypeptides from 6 different plants. The scalp infusion treatment should be used on wet or dry scalp. The Reveal Hair Care System is designed to be used for men and women alike.
Get Reveal at GCNLife.com with a 30-day money-back guarantee. So try Reveal today at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637. Plus a discount up to 25% off for Reveal at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
All across the country, people are coming together to speed up what we can learn about health. The All of Us Research Program is calling on 1 million people to join us as we try to change the future of health. For your family, for future generations, for all of us. Visit joinallofus.org and find out how you can become one in a million.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
And it didn't cost us a dime.
Holy mother of Jimmy Hoffa, you want a mystery? I got a mystery for you. Welcome to the Kevin Jackson Show. KJRadio.com. 844-551-8255. I'd love to hear from you. God, just like spit on the microphone. Give me a napkin. Not a napkin. Give me like a rag. It's like my mouth just got water in it. Whoosh, like a, what do you call it, hawking a loogie? Anyway, the audience doesn't need to know that. Welcome again. Yeah, Jimmy Hoffa. We have a new Al Capone's vault. We have a new Al Sharpton's tax debt. Where is it? When's it going to get paid? Oh, man. Interesting story. This came from Town Hall. Chicago still reeling from an extraordinary development in the Jussie Smollett case, in which the Office of the State's Attorney General chose to drop all 16 felony charges against the disgraced fired star of Empire, which, by the way, is in its last season. Good for them. I guess they knew when to end that show. I guess, was it a successful show? I don't know. I hope it was. I really do. I hope that people got enjoyment watching a record mow. It was like a black reality show that played out, you know, like they were taking Babyface's life, or you guys may not know who Babyface is, or L.A. Reid, but one of these big mega hit makers, black hit makers, and they made it into a TV show. No ingenuity in Hollywood. It's pathetic. It's really rather sad. Anyway, here's the deal. Aside from letting Smollett off with a slap on the wrist, community service to Jesse Jackson's organization, and a $10,000 fine, where the city paid $130,000 investigating that lie and that farce, that other people who've tried to do anything similar, which has been probably no case ever, this egregious and misuse of police time and energy. But if you even came close to that, you were probably serving some time in jail, but not Jesse Smollett. And it's been, for the most part, swept under the rug. But it gets worse. It gets worse. They didn't even make this guy allocute to his crimes. They did not make him apologize to the Chicago PD. They did not make him apologize to the millions of Trump supporters who he tried to implicate. Oh, it was two. Well, as far as I'm concerned, if it was zero, which it was, why are you implicating us? Yeah, no outcry for that, huh? So anyway, they get the state's attorney to convince a judge to seal the case. He's pulling out all the stops. He's having Barack Obama call Chicago people, Michelle Obama, everybody. He's got the Chicago Mike Ditka is calling. Give me all the coaches. Chicago's got a black football coach. He's a racist. He is. Ethnocentric black racist, too. So he does all this stuff. Does a victory dance where his legal team acts like they're innocent, like he's innocent, he's done nothing. They threaten to sue the city of Chicago. I mean, you talk about having a pair. You do everything Jesse Smollett does. You know you're guilty. They've got the Jamaicans or Nigerians or whatever they were, those big dudes who faked it. They got them. I mean, there is no more of an open and shut case in the history of Chicago PD than there was in that case. And he threatens to sue them. It's amazing. I can't think of any. Bill Clinton is the only person I know who has that kind of chutzpah. I mean, they had more information on. Forget the blue dress. My producer's talking about. They had videotape of these guys at convenience stores buying bleach and nooses. They had the ransom letter that was sent to Empire, the magazines with the letters cut out at the Jamaican's house, or Nigerians or whatever they were. They had it all. And worst of all, you know what they had? Worst or best, however you want to look at it. They had common sense. Common sense. Why did I call it from the beginning? Common sense. My superpower. Anyway, now get this. They have lost all the records. Yeah, they can't find them. Now they're saying these records have been deleted. I'm talking about out of the computer. This is Hillary Clinton-esque. It's all gone, supposedly. I want you to think about that. What does it take? More evidence do you need? You're telling me in Chicago PD and the state's records, you can't find anything related to Jesse Smollett? And the answer is no. This is crazy. I guess the Jewish side of him kept his black butt out of prison, because there is no way this man should be walking the streets. Look, I'm not trying to say he's a heinous criminal, but in a way he is, and let me explain. Jesse Smollett didn't kill anybody. He didn't rape anybody. He didn't steal. He didn't do anything like that. Jesse Smollett, impugned the reputation of Trump people, Donald Trump, promoted a fake news narrative and probably did it because he wanted more money for himself. Pretty selfish. Now, in the scheme of things, that's no big deal. But when you look at the farther-reaching implications, where he could have gotten some people in trouble, had they found two white guys in anywhere closely related to this, they might have gotten in trouble. But what it shows you is the devious nature of Jussie Smollett. If indeed he did this to get more money from Empire or to create a false narrative against other people, what else was he willing to do? Now, we covered a story where Jussie Smollett used his brother's driver's license when he had a DUI, got his brother in trouble, bailed himself out, I guess, when he got some money. See, Jussie has a pathology that says in order to get what he wants, he's willing to do whatever it takes. That is the perfect Democrat. Perfect for politicians, perfect for a lot of roles like that. That's the problem with this story. Is you let a guy like that think he can get away with anything. It's like the guy that gets away with the crime and thinks, oh, I got away with it, I'll do it again. Whether it's a serial rapist or a serial murderer, they're going to continue. They escalate. And what Chicago people did was crazy. Now the records are all gone. How'd that happen? If Jussie can make that happen, what else do you think this clown thinks he can make happen? How big do you think he really feels? How many cards can he call in to get things done for him? Unbelievable. Hey, LGBT and black communities, leftists, enjoy. Enjoy having people like that in your midst who will sell you down the river for nothing, all for their own personal benefit.
Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Let me ask you something. What are you doing when you put money in a 401k or IRA, or store jumper cables in your vehicle, or purchase health insurance? You're preparing. You're preparing to ensure you have enough money for retirement. You're preparing for when your car battery dies, or to have assistance paying a major unexpected medical bill. That all makes sense. The same goes for building a food storage plan. You're preparing for when emergencies or disasters strike and shelves go empty at your grocery store. The best way to prepare is with My Patriot Supply. They've helped a million hardworking Americans become more self-sufficient. My Patriot Supply sells hundreds of items, including dozens of emergency food kits, at MyPatriotSupply.com. It could be an earthquake, a cyber attack freezing our banking system, or a disaster that shuts down our power grid for weeks. For all these emergencies and more, get your supplies and prepare today at MyPatriotSupply.com. No more rushing to find empty store shelves because you're too late. Do it now so you're ready. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Hello?
Congratulations.
For what?
For losing all that weight. How'd you do it so fast?
ASAP.
ASAP what? What's that mean?
Are you ready to get as skinny as possible, as soon as possible, as simple as possible, and as sexy as possible?
I'm listening.
Then get with the ASAP program. It's real and it works. No smooth talk, no slick advertising, and no exaggerated claims of success.
I've got to know more.
Welcome to ASAP, as slim as possible. Whether you have 10, 20, or 50 pounds to lose, ASAP is your weight loss answer. ASAP targets the abnormal fat reserves and makes them available to be burned as fuel and contains no caffeine or hormones. Order ASAP at wholesale prices or join the team to share the business with others. Go to GCNteam.com or call 855-GCN-MALL. That's 855-426-6255. GCNteam.com or 855-426-6255. Lose weight and look great with ASAP, as slim as possible.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
Iran says it will break the internationally agreed limit on its lower-enriched uranium stockpiles by the end of next week. This after unprovoked attacks on oil tankers in the Persian Gulf last week. About those attacks, Secretary of State Mike Pompeo tells Fox News Sunday,
these were attacks by the Islamic Republic of Iran on commercial shipping on the freedom of navigation with a clear intent to deny transit through the strait. We don't want war. We've done what we can to deter this. The Iranians should understand very clearly that we will continue to take actions that deter Iran from engaging this kind of behavior.
Egypt's Mohamed Morsi, the country's only freely elected leader, has died after suffering a heart attack while attending a court session on an espionage trial. That's according to Egyptian state TV. The military ousted Morsi in 2013 after protests. And you're listening to USA Radio News.
There's no question you need omega-3s. But which form should you take? Fish oil or krill oil? Scientists have debated this for years. Luckily, there's a new solution to satisfy everyone. It's called Krill Omega 50 Plus. It combines ultra-pure fish oil and joint-soothing krill oil together in just one tiny pill. It's so powerful, it can promote the health of your heart and your arteries. And if that wasn't enough, it can also boost your joint comfort in just days. We're so sure Krill Omega 50 Plus will work for you. We'll even send you a free bottle to put to the test. The debate is over. It's not fish oil or krill oil. It's both. And now it's free. Just pay $4.95 for shipping and claim your free bottle. Call now. 1-800-399-6392. 1-800-399-6392. That's 1-800-399-6392.
To end here.
Actually, it's just gotten started.
No!
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Did you guys see this clip where a CNN reporter accidentally... Sorry, but this is too funny. He accidentally described Spygate while trying to talk about what Donald Trump did. You got to hear this clip.
Either it's that he misunderstands what this actually entails, which seems unlikely, or it's the fact that he's simply trying to reframe this issue to try and justify his earlier comments, reframing this notion that you have to first look at the information, and if it's bad, then share it with the FBI, which actually would probably amount to more interference than anything else if you're sharing information from a foreign power that is somehow derogatory to try and spark an investigation. It raises a lot of questions.
Don't you love it when Democrats get themselves in their own pickle? Welcome back, everybody. Kevin Jackson here. That cracks me up. This is a guy who apparently he's trying to describe. Which, for the record, if I'm Donald Trump and somebody comes to me with information, I'm not taking it to the FBI. I'm certainly not taking it to that crooked FBI. But I would make a determination of whether I thought it was legit or not and determine where to take it. Nobody does that automatically. It's ridiculous. But this guy, you could tell he kind of caught himself like, okay. And then Jake Tapper tries to bail him out. Well, what if I? Anyway, welcome everybody. Kevin Jackson's who you're listening to. KJRadio.com. The media doesn't know, and neither do the other leftists. They don't know which way is up. They can't figure things out because it's a struggle for them. And it's a struggle for them because they're disingenuous, lying scumbags. Let me play you a clip. Get this one ready. This is Don Lemon and Acosta. I keep wanting to call him Acosta. Acosta talking about how CNN views Donald Trump. Then we're going to talk about Acosta in just a bit. But here's Don Lemon and Acosta talking about the media, their role, and so on. You'll get a kick out of this.
We forget that this sometimes, because of all of this and because of all the negativity, and I believe coming from the administration, that we actually forget what a great country we live in because it's being bogged down in so much negativity.
Yeah.
I do have to say today, for all those people who say, oh, you know, the press, CNN hates Trump and the CNN is, loves the Democrats. I watched Manu Raju with Nancy Pelosi, who clearly did not want to answer Manu's questions today,
That's
even
right.
in her body language. And you know what? He persisted and he asked her the tough questions anyway. So of anyone, a Democrat or Republican, regardless of who it is, if you hold a position of power, we, the journalists at CNN, are going to question you about it, whether you like it or not.
That's right. We're here to hold their feet to the fire. And just because we are pro-truth doesn't mean that we are anti-Trump. And, you know, as I write throughout this book, and I try to close it out on a hopeful note, we are not the enemy of the people. We are defenders of the people. And we want to defend the people because we're devoted to the people. You and I, Don, our families, our parents, our kids, our loved ones, we all think about all of those folks when we come into the office and do this job on a daily basis. We're not here to spin things or, you know, color things a certain way. We're here to give the people reliable, accurate information on a daily basis. That's why we all come into work every day.
I know, right? Can you believe that? CNN actually wants you to believe that they care. Welcome, everybody. Kevin Jackson, so you're listening to I Care. You know how much I care. I care enough to tell you, do your research for yourself. Don't take what I say as gospel. Take your life experiences, what you, you know, whatever way you got to your way of thinking, apply some of the techniques that I talk about from time to time and see if it fits. And if it does, continue in the way you believe. If not, reevaluate yourself. That's the smartest thing anybody can do in life. Boy. So here's what Don Lemon didn't say. So apparently Manu interviewed Nancy Pelosi and she didn't want to answer the tough questions, but he kept pressing. Did Don Lemon say, well, why didn't Nancy want to answer these tough questions? Where's the intellectual curiosity that says, I was really surprised when Nancy Pelosi wouldn't answer this? That's the way, you know, media is supposed to be. They want to believe they're fair. And let me tell you what's going on. That's a little bit of soul searching. It was CNN trying to convince themselves that they're indeed being fair. They're looking at their ratings. They're looking at, in fact, on MSNBC, I believe this is where Stelter is, right? He's on MSNBC. He was talking about another network that Trump's been tweeting about, and he's saying, oh, that network doesn't even take Nielsen ratings. Or if they did take Nielsen ratings, they wouldn't have high enough ratings. These are people who are struggling. Maybe Stelter is CNN. But these are people who are struggling with their own reputations. They thought that by criticizing Trump, when he started criticizing the media, that it was going to back him off. They've compared Trump to Hitler and other dictators, saying, who goes after the media like this except dictators? Well, they left out the real answer to that question. You know who goes after somebody who constantly lies about them? The person who's being persecuted. The person who decides they're going to fight back. And it's so disturbing to them that Donald Trump would dare fight back. But worse than just fighting back, Donald Trump is winning. He's absolutely winning. It is a massive problem for the left. They say because they hold the politicians' feet to the fire. I would love to see an interview where CNN, I will say this, I watched Tapper go after an author who had lied about Trump. I watched Nora Roberts do the same and a couple of them. But I don't see them going after Pelosi, going after Schumer, making them live, you know, up to the various things they've said, the flip-flop, wishy-washy take they've got on policy. And then I love this part. Acosta says, we're not the enemy of Trump. He says, they're pursuing truth. I'll let you make your determination on that. Are they really pursuing truth, or are they the enemy of Trump? Are they the enemy of the American people? Because they claim they're for us. They defend the people, they say, because they're devoted to the people. No spin here, according to Acosta. They don't color things. They don't put a slant on it. They really want you to make a determination for yourself of whether or not you agree or disagree with policy. Do you believe any of that drivel? It's amazing to me. Let me play this, because over the weekend, we had Ultimate MAGA parties. Amazing. I don't know if you were able to attend one or put one together for yourself, but we had them. But I want to play this little montage. We didn't play this during the party, but we prepared something similar. But here's the montage of the ultimate, well, ultimate MAGA party, but what led to the ultimate MAGA party and this fairness that all these media types say that they have.
I am officially running for President of the United States.
Could he actually win?
No freaking way!
Which Republican candidate has the best chance of winning the general election?
Donald Trump.
There's not going to be a President Donald Trump.
Trump will not be president.
Trump will never be elected President of the United States.
You're not going to be president.
A man
right?
who will never be President of the United States.
Donald Trump is not going to be President of the United States. Take it to the bank.
He will never be president.
Donald Trump is not going to become President of the United States. She's at plus 19. Do you think the tapes made a difference? Of course they made all the difference.
This race is over.
Hillary Clinton has raised more than double Donald Trump, vastly outspending him.
The presidency at about 89% for Hillary Clinton.
Your analytical model has never been wrong.
Now projects Hillary Clinton to win the presidential election.
100% chance. You still think she has 100% chance of winning the election?
I do.
And what would Donald Trump have to do to turn things around?
Prayer and hope for a Festivus miracle.
This is CNN's coverage of Election Night in America, the fight for the presidency.
I think we don't care.
Okay, how Kentucky? Who cares?
Kentucky, don't care about Indiana. Don't care.
Indiana with West Virginia, Oklahoma, Tennessee, Mississippi, South Carolina, Alabama, Kansas, Nebraska, and Wyoming with its vote, North Dakota, votes, and South Dakota, Texas.
Up and down the middle of the country, all red.
Arkansas, Louisiana, the state of Montana, Missouri.
It was at 80% an hour ago for Clinton.
What is it now?
68%.
Okay, God, I'm nervous.
Ohio.
Ohio, done.
Idaho.
Okay, yeah, I don't see a landslide here. I don't see it at all.
North Carolina.
God, if we need Florida, are you kidding me?
Florida.
It is panic time.
Georgia.
Donald Trump, now the favorite to win the presidency.
Iowa.
New York Times now has it at 95% chance.
Utah.
Can still win, but in order to do so, she has to win Wisconsin.
Wisconsin.
God.
Arizona.
Alaska.
Pennsylvania.
Michigan.
All of
what
them.
A night.
You simply can't play that clip too much. Lots left in the show, folks. Glad you're here. You're listening to Kevin Jackson. We'll be back in a minute.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Keyboard Cat, Hamilton the Pug, and Toast Meets World. These are some of the internet's most beloved pets. With millions of YouTube views, shares, Instagram likes, followers, and fans across the globe. But what do all these amazing pets have in common? Their stories started in a shelter. Start your story. Adopt a dog or cat today. Visit theshelterpetproject.org to find a shelter or adoptable pets near you. Training that pet to play the keyboard? Well, that's entirely up to you. Visit theshelterpetproject.org and hear more about Hamilton the Pug, Toast, and Keyboard Cat's amazing adoption stories. Start a story. Adopt a shelter or rescue pet today. Your perfect pet is just a click away at theshelterpetproject.org. A public service announcement brought to you by Maddie's Fund, the Humane Society of the United States, and the Ad Council.
What would your life be like if you woke up each morning with new vitality, feeling better than you have in years, and you noticed a difference in your sleeping patterns, blood sugar levels, and had a sense of well-being overall? There's something that is changing thousands of people's lives, and you could be one of them. It's called Heart and Body Extract. Sharon Harris, co-creator of Heart and Body Extract, talks about the positive effects of Heart and Body Extract.
What happens with the formula Heart and Body Extract is it's giving the body the necessary vitamins, minerals, amino acids, enzymes, and phytonutrients so the body will heal itself. And yes, the body does have the ability to balance blood pressure, balance cholesterol, clean and unclog the arteries. It can also work on balancing the circulation for diabetics. So the body is an amazing thing. It simply needs some help so it has the tools to heal itself.
Heart and Body Extract gets results. To order your two-month supply, call now, toll-free at 866-295-5305. Order online at hbextract.com.
Maybe not today, maybe not tomorrow, but soon you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers. You're not a live-underground gopher. You need survivalist camps. The ultimate, fully functional, off-the-grid, mobile survival bug-out house that's well-equipped and custom-built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement? You bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family's survival to survivalistcamps.com.
Hey everyone, Proactive MD has an incredible offer for our radio listeners only. Stay tuned for our exclusive offer that includes a free charcoal pore cleansing brush and free shipping. Proactive MD with prescription strength adapalene can heal and prevent future breakouts. Today, for just $19.95, we're offering listeners the three-piece Proactive MD system with free shipping, plus a free gift, the new charcoal pore cleansing brush. Get this exclusive offer by calling now, 1-800-583-8662, or go to proactive.com. And enter promo code radio. You heard right. Proactive MD plus free shipping and a free gift. The new charcoal pore cleansing brush. You'll get all this for just $19.95 and their 60-day money-back guarantee. You're guaranteed to get clear and stay clear, or you get your money back. Call now. 1-800-583-8662. That's 1-800-583-8662. Or go to proactive.com and enter promo code radio. Again, go to proactive.com and enter promo code radio.
By now you know that wireless technology like cell phones do in fact pose dangers to the health and privacy of everyone. Lockit Pocket's wide range of products are unmatched in providing the protection you deserve. No scare tactics, just common sense. LockitPocket.com offers quality American-made options to alleviate and eliminate these invisible dangers. Learn more at LockitPocket.com or call 888-315-9618. LockitPocket.com, enhancing health and privacy.
Bags under the eyes, crow's feet, fine lines and wrinkles are things adults complain about as they age. Now, there's Instantly Ageless. It works in minutes and is great for men and women.
I've probably noticed in the past 5 years that my eyes have gained a lot of fine lines, wrinkles, my crow's feet have gotten deeper. Wow. I was hoping for 5 years, but that's like what my eyes looked like 10 years ago.
That is really cool.
Wrinkle gone?
It's easy. Just put it on your finger and go.
Now I wish I had more down here because I can still see one wrinkle. It's bugging me.
I am a little bit emotional. Turning 40, I didn't think would be a big deal to me, but that looks like the me that I feel like inside instead of what I see when I look in the mirror.
Try Instantly Ageless today at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com. 30-day money-back guarantee and preferred price discount at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com.
If you feel you've been lied to, pressured, or misled into buying your timeshare, you have the right to cancel completely. This is Steve Sanchez, and I'd like to introduce you to Wesley Financial Group, the leading top-rated timeshare cancellation company in the country. That's right, no more excessive fees or lifetime commitments that make you feel like you're serving a prison sentence. Founded by CEO Chuck McDowell, a pioneer in the industry, who went into federal court and won against the largest timeshare resort company in the world just to help you get out of your timeshare. Too good to be true? No. Countless testimonials and the highest ratings from the Better Business Bureau make Wesley Financial Group the real deal, and their money-back guarantee they put in writing makes them the Steve Sanchez choice for successfully canceling your timeshare guaranteed. To get their free information kit, call 1-800-475-1919. That's 1-800-475-1919, or visit them at timesharecancellations.com. That's 1-800-475-1919.
Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Con Kevino Jacksones.
OJ is on Twitter. The juice is on the loose. I just think about how many people are so mad. You think about how mad they were when Trump was on Twitter using it for his advantage. Now you got the juice. And OJ, first thing he said, coming soon. And then I think his next tweet was something like, y'all gonna get the truth? I'm curious to know what some of you white folks think about this. I don't really care. I'll be honest with you. I mean, OJ was in a volatile relationship with Nicole. It could have been. I mean, look, those situations happen all the time. I'll tell you a tragic story right in my life. My buddy Kenny and his daughter, one of my best buds, the guy that made Bleeding Blue with me, his daughter was killed in a domestic violence incident. Her husband killed her in their home. This happened less than 2 weeks ago, 3 weeks ago. I mean, you talk about a rough period. This stuff happens all the time. And the reason, let me tell you why the reason it happens. One, you have leftists, and I know you say, Kevin, you always blame leftism. I do. I blame the destruction of the family. Number one, this man that killed my friend's daughter has no idea how to deal with emotions. He's one of these volatile black guys that if you don't do things his way, he's up to beat you. If you stand up for yourself, he'll kill you. And that's what happened. He's in $2 million bond. He'll never bond out. But I know far too many young black men who are volatile because they haven't been taught how to deal with emotions. So that's where you get that. Nicole Simpson was a beautiful woman. And the joke in the black community is if she had been black, it wouldn't have gotten the coverage. Probably not. OJ was an icon, married to this eye candy white chick, on and off, you know, on again, off again, volatile, abusive, the whole deal. And, you know, bound to end. I mean, I hate to say it, but it was doomed. Now, I don't think anybody anticipated her dying over it. But OJ didn't deal with emotions. And you know what it did? What they did was they blew over it. Oh, Orenthal, he's from a single family, his single mama. You know, and then, of course, they ignore it because he's an athlete, because that's what they do. That's why athletes get away with all the things that they get away with. Then lament when the police go and do something with a Michael Brown. These athletes who beat their wives, because don't believe me, go look at the statistics of football players and beating their wives. Go look at it. Don't believe me. They beat their wives at least double the population of normal people. It's at least double. Ray something, the wide receiver, his wife got in the elevator, he was beating the heck out of her, and they saw, the elevator got it, the camera got it. They're nothing but pieces of meat. So society, leftism, creates these young thugs that get a lot of money, they get all the women, they get everything they want, and then they complain. Kaepernick's complaining on behalf of other black people. But you know what you're not going to hear Kaepernick complain about? You're not going to hear Kaepernick complain about the bar fights that these big black dudes get into. You're not going to hear him complain about the amount of drug charges that they catch. You're not going to hear him talk about the amount of domestic abuse, things like that. You're not going to hear him talk about all the screwing around those guys do. He won't talk about that, but he'll take a knee because Michael Brown was killed, and he wants to talk about the number of blacks being killed by. Same thing that happened with this Memphis guy. What's his name? Weber? Black dude, Brandon Weber, a thug who shot a dude who was bringing his car to see if the guy wanted to buy it, and he gets shot and his car stolen. Then the guy rams the cops. Cops shoot him because he's resisting arrest and a menace. And black folks in Memphis want a riot. Yeah, the juice is on the loose. So when OJ got freed, it was like no riot needed. OJ was a hero. You want to know why he was a hero to these crazy leftists, black leftists? Because OJ got away with the ultimate murder. OJ married a white woman, killed her, and dared the justice system to attack OJ. I mean, this is a dude that is a household name. OJ. People don't even think of OJ as orange juice. If you say, man, what's up with OJ? If you're not at a Denny's, people will swear you're talking about OJ Simpson. But that was the deal. It was so profound all these blacks have talked about the criminal justice system and what it does to black people and all this. And here's OJ getting away with murder. And he didn't do it with some ugly white chick. He didn't kill Rosie O'Donnell or Joy Behar. He killed Nicole Simpson. She might as well have been Princess Di. Beautiful white woman. And that blew the minds of these leftists. And so OJ, you know, they framed him eventually when he went to get his paraphernalia, and OJ caught a case. Okay, we couldn't get him on the murder of that beautiful white woman, but we'll get him on this. And he sent him to prison. And now he's out. He's on the loose. And OJ says, I got the bully pulpit. I've been hearing about this white dude named Trump who's doing things. He's big balling out there. I'm going to do it. I have no idea what OJ's going to say, but we're going to follow him. We're going to follow him just for you guys. He may pull a James Comey. Start tweeting from the forest. Talking about, it's so serene out here. You know, I don't know what he's going to come with, but I'm curious. I bet a lot of people are. But people are mad that OJ has got the ability now to tweet. It's almost like they're saying, he's a criminal. How could he possibly have that? Because that's what leftists believe. They believe social media is theirs. And it's only for the people that they want on there. You can bet at Jack, that's the guy that owns Twitter. That's his sign on Twitter. You can bet old at Jack will be looking at OJ closely. OJ may be shadow banned. He's shadow banning me. I'll tell you that. The juice is on the loose. Hey, before I forget, congratulations to the Toronto Raptors. Yeah, I cheered for the Raptors to finish off the Golden State Warriors in Toronto when they went, I think they went back to San Jose. I cheered for the Raptors when they finally beat those chumps, not in San Jose, but wherever they reside in Southern California. I cheered. I did not want, Seth Curry to win another championship. I don't care. I don't want LeBron James. I know they will. But here's the deal. I don't even look at basketball with these rules. They build super teams so they can win for 2 years. It doesn't mean anything. The wins don't mean anything. The people don't even really care. The players don't. The players are like, I got my ring. I got my stats. My son told me, he says, hey, Dad. He goes, did you watch Kawhi Leonard the other night? I was like, no. I said, what happened? He said, the game is over. He gets fouled at the last play of the game, and the Raptors have won. Now, this is a Raptor, by the way. He says the Raptors have won. He says Kawhi wants to still finish the game. He wants a review so he could get to shoot the other 2 points. And I said, seriously? He goes, yeah. I said, what do you think about that? He said, I think it's the state of the game. I think it's so selfish. They've got a team win, the first win in Toronto's history, which, by the way, I cheered for him. But this guy is so caught up in his own personal stats, he can't even enjoy it. That's what it was. This is nothing more than a transaction for every one of them. But I wanted a point to be made that if you're not going to be pro-America, we don't have to be for you either. So I'm happy that Toronto beat them. Congratulations to them. I cheered for the Canadiens, a team that sadly is more American than our team. And I say that not even knowing who's on, other than Kawhi Leonard, I don't even care. Whoever's on their team is more American than the people who play for Golden State. California isn't called the Golden State, folks, because of its discovery of gold in the mid-1800s. It's called that because they pee all over their citizens. And that's what their team did. They peed all over America when they wouldn't go to the White House. And let me tell you, while I'm on this subject, I only got a few seconds here. The people who are continuing to diss Trump are going to eat those words like you've never believed. I'm going to remind you of that.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Putting an end to identity politics.
Now, something completely different.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.